coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your soggy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
October 7th, 2013.
And this is episode 129.
Why do we have to be soggy?
Man, have you not been watching the news?
Yeah, but okay.
Well, I could have said wet.
No, that would be even worse.
Your wet couple.
No, because that would get us a whole bunch of people coming to our website that we might not want to come to our website.
Your moist couple.
No. Rainy couple? We could have said rainy.
Rainy? Dude. How does rainy describe your rainy couple?
Well, please, have you looked at some of our descriptions in the past 2 years? Have you seen some of our descriptions in the past 2 years?
Yes. They all been great.
When I think of soggy, I think of a wet saltine cracker.
You know,
don't get me, I don't know why.
You know what I think of when I think of soggy?
What do you think of?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Soggy Bottom Brothers.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. It was it rained 6 to 7 inches. Some people got flooded out. Aaron said his apartment flooded. Sorry to hear that, Aaron.
Do you have the Soggy Bottom Boys performing Man of Constant Sorrow?
No, ma'am. We got a new shipment in yesterday. Sorry, but we just can't keep it on our shelves.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at me numb because he'll play this all the time.
I will. In constant sorrow. Yeah, all my days.
Some people had to evacuate, even.
Jay feels better by singing. Man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days.
Are we finished?
When?
If I let him go, we'd keep going, and he'd sing the whole song.
I'm bona fide.
So we're not doing that.
So, right. Yeah, so on Saturday, we had like 6 inches of rain. Six to seven inches of rain.
Is what I heard.
And then on Sunday, we had like another 3.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like some people's, you know, stuff was totally messed up. Their appliances, their furniture.
Yep.
Not everybody can afford to go out and just buy new stuff. It's sad when stuff like that happens. People's cars only, you know, source of transportation.
Oh yeah.
Ruined. So, but that's over. It's not gonna rain anymore this week. So
yeah,
at least that's good to go
until next Monday.
That's fine. It won't be bad.
Is what I was told.
There were some areas even raw sewage was coming up in the manhole.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing that.
That's like when the Ohio River floods. That's like
is it like with is it just
let,
no
let
raw sewage
it.
Is not raw sewage in the Ohio River.
The way that you tell how the Ohio is,
it's pretty gross.
Yes.
It's pretty gross. Now, this is true, but it's not raw sewage, but it is pretty nasty
right. In
the Ohio.
And you know it's dirty because, I mean, they named it the Ohio River. I mean, what really is good that comes out of Ohio? I mean, seriously.
Too bad they didn't call it Kentucky.
I can't name anything that comes out of Ohio that is good. It's almost like Canada. It's like saying,
don't you even start with the people in Canada. They're going to have your head.
They might as well call it the Canadian River. No, I'm playing. I'm just messing around. And speaking of nothing good coming out of Ohio, let's say hi to the chat room. None other than Aaron himself.
Hi.
From the Black Astronauts.
Because Aaron, you come from Ohio. Oh, right. That reinforced it. No, just kidding. I used to live in Ohio, so I'm not going to give Ohio crap. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
What's going on?
hi, Hando. Hando's in the house. And we have Crather. Hi, Crather.
What's going on?
We have the lovely Zabi and the, almost said excellent, the handsome Muhogan.
Okay.
Excellent is a weird adjective, so that's why I had to stop.
So is Rainy.
And hello, Punk Gopher. Hi, Punk Gopher. How are you? So it's good to see everybody here.
Right.
Jay's in rare form today.
I am. I kind of have to overcompensate because, I mean.
For me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because you're like, oh, man, I'm so tired. I can't even argue right. So I have to pick fights with people in our chat room. You know what I'm saying?
Like
talking junk.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. But that's me.
So I just want to launch. Apparently, I forgot some birthdays last week.
Yeah.
So I wanted
to apologize.
Reiterate some birthdays. I can't believe how I forgot the birthdays. I must have been crazy.
So Monday, work was crazy for you, mm-hmm. for sure. So the birthdays we did talk about, I mean, we just talked about Sam and Atrix.
Right.
And we talked about my son, Benji.
I didn't go to the Facebook website because that's where I get a lot of my birthdays because I don't know where else to get them. So,
yeah.
Mark Hansen Scott's birthday was on Friday.
Yes, it was.
And O's birthday was on Friday.
It was.
Happy birthday, O. He's the same age as me now.
Cool.
Happy birthday, O. And it was Teresa's birthday. Rogue, help me out. Teresa.
Help you what?
Ozoa, Rogue.
What?
You, Andre,
no.
Stop.
Well, who are you talking about? I don't know
you
who you're talking about.
Help me out. You always help me out. Now you're being a buho. Help me out.
No.
Rogue, not Rogue Slayer.
It's not Rogue Slayer.
I know this. Help me out, Jay.
What?
Stop. Help me.
I can't remember, to be honest.
Saturday's. Who is it, really?
I really can't remember.
No, we sit beside her in their tacular.
I know we sit beside her. It's Teresa Orzo. I mean, I just know.
It's not Orzo.
Oh, I call her Orzo because
Ozoa.
That's my favorite.
You are not Teresa Orzo. Her birthday is also Friday. Saturday.
I know she's anxiety girl.
Anxiety girl.
But what are you talking about, Rogue?
I don't know. I thought it was Rogue something.
See, now you see how you how that's like me saying, oh man, Renee, think of it. What is it? Remind is serious. serious. Come on, help me remember. It's serious.
I gave you another hint though.
It's serious.
I gave you her name.
Babe, it's serious. Help me remember. Oh, I'm talking about cabbage.
What? It is nothing like that. Okay, anyway. Saturday was Christina Harris's birthday. Can't remember her
Who?
Handle either. Christina Harris.
Oh, it's Christina Harris from the Victorious Renegades.
Victorious
Guild,
Renegades
remember?
Guild. Yeah.
That she was the daughter-in-law of
Bull. No.
Bull.
Bull.
And I can't remember his wife's name.
I'm horrible, but.
But yeah.
I did good. So yeah, so those are the birthdays I forgot. And we'll continue with the birthdays for this
week.
And
you also forgot about your mother's birthday.
My brother's birthday. How did that not show up on my thing?
But your mom doesn't have it showing up
my
on Facebook.
My mom had a birthday.
And it's
Friday.
Not, you know when her birthday is,
I
but you just
birthday.
Need an extra reminder.
I know when my birthday is. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, we know you know when your birthday is.
I know when her birthday is.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. You know, just want to throw
I'm
it out
so
there.
I'm so out of it today. It's going to be a horrible show. So, yeah, so it flooded in Louisville. It was bad. my sister came into town.
Yep. So Friday we went and picked up Deidre. She was in town from Atlanta. And, It started raining that night.
Yep.
It was raining pretty bad that night while we were waiting.
She came in. Yeah.
So we were out at the cell phone lot waiting to pick her up, and we were playing our Vitas. What? Vitas? But we'll talk about that. playing Uncharted, and it was just pouring. And then
it was pouring.
She was flying. She flew Southwest, and the Southwest guy started throwing the luggage, not throwing the luggage, taking the luggage off the conveyor belt way before it got to anyone else. And when he did that, people thought their luggage had got missing, was missing. Yeah.
So how you gonna let the luggage go around a few times and then take it off?
Right, right.
That makes no sense.
And so there were like a line of people just waiting for at the lost baggage, and there was like, here comes the dude walking along. Here's your luggage.
I know. I was like,
we're like, what? And then on Saturday we went to Huber Farms for doing some celebration with mom and dad.
Huber Farm is in Indiana, about 45 minutes away.
I know, it was horrible.
They have They have basically you pick your own fruit. So in the fall they have pick your own apples and pick your own pumpkins.
Right.
In the summer they have strawberries and they have fruit all year round. So you go pick your own. So we were gonna go pick our own apples because they still had that, but didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, and one because it wasn't supposed to start raining really until 3 or 4, and so we had reservations for 1:30. We got up there on time. I mean, who would have thought that? We got up there on time. We got seated about 11:35, and it started raining in the midst of while we were eating, and it didn't stop. So it went from the food, we had the country. It was like a country kitchen where they brought out big old thing of fried chicken, big old thing of chicken and dumplings, mashed potatoes.
It's well, like family not, style.
Not just mashed potatoes. Real
mashed potatoes.
Now, that's all caps, R-E-A-L, real mashed potatoes. And it was fun. I mean, the food was good.
Yeah, it was good.
You're paying more for the experience than you are for the food.
Yeah.
But the chicken was great.
And it's like, it was packed. It was pouring. But there were tons of people there.
And so it was like, if we didn't get there on time at 11:30, the next reservation was 1:45?
Yeah.
Is that right? Or was it 2:45?
1:45. So if you go, make sure you do reservations.
Right.
They're busy. And it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It was good. I haven't been.
It was just packed. It's just very busy because this is a place where people go, you know, when take their kids to get a pumpkin or to go pick apples or pick strawberries and.
Yeah, I remember picking strawberries there when I was in Girl Scouts, right. And there's a lot of memories I think mixed up in the place for people. So, like, they don't use any chemicals, so you can eat fruit right off the tree. It's essentially stealing, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get weighed. But
yeah, but it's all good.
I'm sure they account for that in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're fine.
But it was good. It was fun. And then night.
And then on Saturday night, after watching a little bit of David Sintera. Is that his name?
Tutera.
Where did we go? Once again, we went to 60 West.
We went to 60 West.
And for $5 martinis.
We had $5 martinis. And, of course, I had the artichoke fritters because I just can't quit them.
Right. And we got the, I got the 60 West burger.
Right. And that was good.
And we have that and everything. So we.
I tried two new martinis.
We did.
I tried the birthday cake martini.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was okay. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was good.
It had those sprinkles around the glass that
I don't like. Oh.
I don't like those type of sprinkles.
Why?
They're just hard sugar.
Rectangle ones?
I just don't like the rectangle. They're just hard colored sugar. They don't even taste like sugar.
They taste sweet.
No, they don't. They like.
Just because you can't taste them.
It's like eating dirt.
That is not. Eating sprinkles equals eating dirt?
Yes. That's the way the texture of it. It's like eating dirt.
Dirt is gritty.
And that's not gritty?
No.
Renee?
It's not. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I had that. I had the birthday cake martini, mm-hmm. and then I also had the pixie stick martini, which was gross.
Yes, but I actually...
It sounds so good. You're like, pixie sticks.
Well, you know what? It wasn't gross. I had it.
Because
I drunk.
It wasn't gross.
You were upset. You did not like it.
I thought it was going to be sweeter.
And you did not like it because you could taste the alcohol.
I mean, I can taste the alcohol in the other ones, too.
Well, you get all the other sugar and stuff like that.
But I knew I shouldn't have gone away from my tried and true Purple Skittle.
Yep.
Martini. Not Purple Skittle 7, which I have always thought it is.
Right.
It's not Purple Skittle 7. The 7 is the price. That's,
right.
That's horrible.
Right.
Purple Skittle Martini.
So, and I got the Taste of Rainbow. Then I got the Bloody Sunday Bloody, which is the Bloody Mary Sunday. I was going to get a second one of those, but then Renee didn't want her Pixie, so I didn't want to waste the martini. So.
And the sir tried to joke you.
Yeah, he tried to joke me because I was like, you know, because I always get the Bloody Sunday Bloody. I always get the Kentucky OJ, you know, the one made with bourbon, the one made, you know, the one, all the ones that are made with the hard liquors.
Right.
And that are manly, as some would say, you know, I was wanting to steer away from that because one, we only ate once that day because we were going to Huber's and we knew we were going to eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
So we ate like at 11 and it was almost 10 o'clock, you know, and even though I had ordered the food and stuff like that, I knew we had to drive back and all this other stuff, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, he tried to joke me. He was like, all those are a little too sweet for me. You know, and I was like,
well,
I was like, you know what?
You kind of asked him how they were. So he kind of gave him his opinion.
I know. He did.
Did he say it with a little like, well, for me, because I'm a man.
I don't know.
That was too sweet for me.
I don't know. He was like, it's too sweet for my taste. And I was like, you know what? Give me a Bloody Sunday Bloody.
He was like,
what? Are you sure? That's the other end of the spectrum. That's like I had it last time.
And men can like fruity drinks. Nothing wrong with liking a little sweetness.
I did, Aaron. Aaron in the chat room, I said, give him the blank stare. I did. I mean, I kind of did give him. I was like,
really?
Give me a Bloody Sunday Bloody. That's pretty much
the opposite of fruity. It's, you know, crazy. But behind us, as the night was starting to wind down,
yeah,
a troop of women came in dressed to the nines.
Right. They were dressed to the nines, and they were like dressed up kind of
50-ish
a little bit. I mean, they had like their hair and, you know,
the bandana and
bows
and
stuff like that.
The bright red lipstick.
Yep, and they all had name tags on. And I was like, okay, is this a bachelorette party or some kind of convention? Or are they,
I thought maybe a birthday
what kind of
party.
Dancers? What kind of dancers? The cabaret.
Mm.
No, is it cabaret dancers?
I don't know.
The dancers, the burlesque dancers.
Burlesque. Why would you think they were burlesque dancers?
I don't know. I just thought maybe they were. I mean,
okay.
they were well-rounded ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They weren't stripper types. What I would think is burlesque women, I think, that the women that do burlesque are more
curvier.
They're more common, which there is nothing wrong.
Now we say common, you mean common looking?
They don't look superficial. There we go. They don't look.
Have you seen Dita Von Teese? She's a burlesque and she looks.
I don't know. How you spell that?
Yeah.
Dita Von Teese. Yeah, you have to put that in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, real tatas. I mean, they're not fake. I mean, it's just like, when I think of burlesque women, those are the women, I think of you as a burlesque woman.
There you go. It's in the chat. There's a Google image search of Dita Von Teese, so you can see all
She doesn't look made up.
Well, I'm just saying that's, but she is a very famous burlesque dancer.
Well, in some of them, she does look a little, but no. Huh. Okay.
You learned something. Dita Von Teese.
Thank you, Moohagen. Mahogan. But long story short, well, not really short. They had these name tags on. And one lady's name was
Anita
Black Johnson.
Anita
Black Johnson.
Like A-N-I-T-A.
Yeah.
Black Johnson.
A-N-I-T-A.
Black Dash Johnson.
And another person was named Iwana Wang.
Ivana Wang?
Iwana.
Oh, Iwana is that a name?
Yeah, Iwanna or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Wang.
Okay.
The other name was Anita Lay.
Something was Amanda Lay.
Oh, Amanda Lay.
Amanda.
Lay. Oh yeah, Amanda Lay.
Amanda Lay, and they all and they were like,
so they had like all these catchy names, right?
Girls,
so
yeah.
I saw everybody else before I saw Anita, and then when I saw Anita and it said Anita Black Johnson, I was like, that's a bachelorette party, and I was like, Renee, can I go over to the table and tap the lady on the shoulder that's name is Anita Black Johnson and say, my wife told me I could come over here and be of service to you all since you're Anita Black Johnson. And Renee said,
I said, sure. Yeah, it's fine.
So I got to get up from my table. I walk over to the table and I said, hi, Anita. I hear you. I'm here and I hear that you need a Black Johnson. And the whole table was like 10, 15 of the girls. And she went red.
It's like, hey, if you're going to wear a name tag called Anita Black Johnson and a black guy comes over to you, you better be prepared.
I know. And it was just, you could tell that they thought they were going to go to 60 West. There were going to be no black fellas there that's going to catch on to that name tag and walk up to the table. And you all know me. I have no shame.
I have no
shame. And so me and Anita Black Johnson, before I left, we took a picture together.
I have the picture. and they looked over at me. I gave them a thumbs up. Be like, hey.
Yep.
See, you might need it, but you ain't getting this one. But you can need one all your life. This one's mine. So.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was fun.
It's always nice to see people having a little fun for the last fling.
So. Yeah. I wish they could have. That makes me wish I can be at all the bachelorette parties and just show up. And be like, that are named Anita Black Johnson.
Is that, and so you can like surprise, be that Black Johnson.
I'm here. And they'd be like, huh? Maybe, so, I don't know how much I can get paid to do that.
To be a stripper? I don't know.
No, I'm not going to be no stripper. I just want to go
just
up
to show up and say, hey, I need
I just want to show up.
Maybe?
A dollar?
Not even that. 50 cents.
You think they'll pay for my dinner?
No.
If we go together, you think they'll pay for my dinner?
No. Just to show up and say, hey, I'll be your Black Johnson?
Yeah.
No. No one's paying for that.
Well, Denzel gets paid. Well, what's his name? Idris Elba gets paid a lot to
his
talk
name
about.
Is Idris. Get it right.
He gets paid a lot to talk about Cognac. Whatever that shit is.
Cognac. And that's because he's Idris.
I'm Jay. Am I more important than Idris?
Of course. But he's Idris. Of course you're more important.
Thanks for being my wife and answering that like that.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. So it's been dubbed by Aaron that my nickname, my stripper name, would be Spare Change.
That's great.
Yeah.
They're throwing pennies.
That's what I'm talking about. Just don't heat them up before you throw them up. Throw them on me.
That's just wrong.
That's it. I don't need to get paid a lot because I like my job. I don't want to have to walk around being hidden from being famous from being a stripper, right?
Then I would have to hide.
Yeah, then you have
to
hide.
I have to deal with all these skanks coming up on my man.
Right, right.
You
have to hit
you.
And then Sunday, moving on to Sunday, we had a final dinner at Cheddar's with the family before Deidre left.
This waitress had an attitude. Who's
this waitress.
Such an attitude.
Let's just say she's lucky. She would have got a tip, but she's lucky that she wouldn't have got 18%, but our party was 8
mm-hmm.
or more. And so she got an automatic tip. She would have got 15%, you know, and then, all I know, she really was working Kim for sure.
Yeah, Kim didn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. So, it was awesome, and we had fun. But that waitress.
Yeah,
Jay says, I always let everybody know that I was a server.
Yeah,
every time we go out to eat.
Yeah, and then like
first thing I said was,
"I'm a better server than her."
I'm a better server than her. It's true.
You remember the time when I came to Louisville and you were still working at CPK, and I came and ate at CPK, and I asked you to give me the spill and you wouldn't.
Nope. It was embarrassing.
I was like, come on, Renee. Do the thing.
I do it now, but I didn't know you that well.
Do it. Do it.
Hi. Welcome to California Pizza Kitchen. I'm Renee, and I'll be taking care of you this evening. Would you like to start off with a raspberry iced tea or a specialty coffee drink this evening?
How about you on my plate so I can sop you up with some biscuits?
Sir? I'm going to get my manager. And then that would be the last time you talked to me that night. That'd be the last time you talked to me that night. I guarantee. That'd be horrible.
No, all right.
That's not happening. And yes, they do have chicken and waffles at Cheddar's, as Aaron pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Yep. I got the spazania. I got it. The last time I had it was like 2 years ago.
I mean, and Cheddar's, it's not the best food, even though their nachos are the bomb.
The what?
Their nachos are the bomb.
They're all right.
They're the bomb.
They're all right. If you want the foo-foo nachos,
that's not foo-foo. Yes.
All right. So Renee and I have this debate every day about these nachos. What's your ideal nachos?
My ideal nacho is when they have like a tostada and they cut it in half and they spread beans on it and they spread the meat on it and then they put the lettuce on it and then they got the sour cream and the jalapeno, everything right on it.
So you want them to make your nacho. You want each bite. Okay. So that's Renee's nacho.
Each bite.
My nacho is pile of chips, pile of meat, just put it all there on top of each other.
How do you ensure that you're going to have a...
You dig through it with your hand.
And then it gets all...
You get on your hands and you like... You know what I'm saying? You stick your fingers in your mouth just like eating wings. That's like eating boneless wings. Those nachos are like eating boneless wings. Yeah, I said it. If you eat boneless wings, you're not really eating chicken wings. You eating chicken nuggets.
With barbecue sauce on it.
With barbecue sauce on it. That's my rant there because doggone it. I want my nachos.
And they kill
messy.
Me because, see, the weird thing is when they make boneless chicken wings and make it in the wing shape, that's just weird. Just call it what it is.
It's like if I want chicken wings like that, if I had to eat my chicken
like that, boneless chicken wings.
Can I get my chicken like the stars that the kiddies get, the chicken nuggets, you know, like at Burger King, they used to have chicken stars.
No.
Or chicken dinosaurs. Can I get different shapes?
Now, I like boneless chicken wings, but I just don't like when they call it boneless chicken wings because it's not boneless chicken wings.
It's just chicken nuggets.
It's just chicken pieces. Fried chicken pieces.
Yeah.
Cubed buffalo chicken pieces.
Right.
So I don't know how we even got on that. But anyway, so we had a good weekend.
We did. We didn't get to play a lot of games. We didn't get to play a lot of sit down at our desk type of games. We actually left our office at 4-ish on Friday.
And didn't come back in.
And we didn't come back into our office until about 4-ish. On Sunday.
I know. And we spent a lot of time in our office.
Right.
So, it was kind of weird.
It was really weird.
But we were spending time with family.
We were.
So that happened. So
yep.
We had a good weekend.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
So last week we had a role for John Pinette. I'm starving.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now. So this is a stand-up comedian that I think was doing a show in Montreal. I think this came from listener Anderson J. Mr. Anderson's Jeff Anderson. If I'm thinking right, from the chat. This was a chat room, submission request. So we did get to watch it. It was funny. I mean, now I didn't really pay attention to the I'm starving part in the name of it, so it, like you said, it does make sense that a lot of the jokes he were making was about being a bigger guy.
Yeah, being overweight. You know,
being overweight, working out.
How much he eats.
How much he eats.
And how he can't. Yeah. So that was a lot of
like when he goes does yoga or hot yoga, it smells like dumplings.
I don't mind when people play on one facet of their looks or anything,
right?
But when a whole show is on it,
yeah,
I'm just like, you gotta have more to you than that,
right? Something, it's like
you're not such a one page book.
Right, and he's probably not.
And he's not.
So, I mean, take comedian like Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying, and Delirious. I mean, he just didn't stay on one topic. He had different topics.
He talked about him being dark.
Yep.
He talked about him being black.
Yep.
He talked about him being poor. He talked about him being...
Well, wait a minute. On all those...
No. Aren't all those the same?
All those same... Now, if you thought poor? That, if you listening, you thought that for a second, you racist. And you need to repent. You know what I'm saying?
He's talking about him being a kid. About ice cream.
But they're not all the same.
I'm pretty sure our listeners know that they're not all the same.
Yeah, I know. And then, but yeah, I mean, I like comedians that go from different social and different awkward type jokes and stuff like that.
Like Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
And Bernie Mac was awesome.
I mean, Bernie Mac, and I mean, it's just so many out there.
Even
Bill Cosby.
I do love Bill Cosby. Who's tall dude? Sinbad. I like Sinbad.
Sinbad. He was the clean comedian.
He was clean, but I liked him.
Yep.
When he did Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah, I like.
Do you remember the girls, the Apollo
girls?
Yes,
I do remember the Apollo dancers. Yeah. One of my favorite joke of Sinbad's, the routine that he did, was when he was talking about being in college, him and his friends all going to McDonald's, and they're in the drive-thru, and he's, you know, that person comes up to the drive-thru, and he's like, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order, please? And you got like 12 people in the car, and everybody's like, yeah, And you know they've been to McDonald's so many times.
Right.
And then you think they're going to order something special, and they'd be like, can I get a cheeseburger and a Coke? And the next person, hold on, I got another order, cheeseburger and a Coke? And everybody just wanted a cheeseburger and a Coke.
Cheeseburger and a Coke.
Yeah.
My favorite one was in that same routine when he was talking about sipping on the shake from McDonald's and doing the straw.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you had to see my face right then. It was funny.
Yeah, you couldn't sit. Yeah. Yeah.
But that was so funny.
Oh, speaking of drive-thru.
We still have that on,
Speaking of drive-thrus, so Friday, I went to, because Renee had mentioned that she wanted peanut butter shake from Sonic.
Oh,
that evening. So I was like, I'm going to go to Sonic for breakfast because I had to work from home. I had to do some work at night. And then my plan was I was going to order my food, and I was going to ask, because they're always changing stuff, do y'all still have the peanut butter fudge shake? You know, my wife, we're going to come back later tonight and get some, yada, yada. I pull up. I press the button. No one answers. I wait 5 minutes. Press the button again. And I'm looking in there, and I see this lady setting up. And I'm just like, what's going on? And she's looking out at the window at me like, I hope this dude ain't going to jack me. I'm just like, okay, something weird is going on. And so I backed up. I went to the drive-thru part. And when I got to the drive-thru part, is the video doing okay for everybody else? Just want to make sure. So I pull up to the drive-thru, and then I wait for another 5 minutes. I was like, okay, what's going on? And they didn't answer. So I pulled back around. This is very uncharacteristic of me. Let me tell you this. I press the button, and they don't answer. I'm like, what the hell? I see the lady in there. Why is she not answering? Because, one, I want to find out if they're going to have his shake so when I come back. So I call. I get the wrong store. They said, I'm going to call the manager of that store. And I call the right number, and the girl picks up. I'm like, hey, lady.
I would love if you had said that.
I said, hi, Christy. Her name was Krista. I said, hi, Krista. I'm the guy out in the black truck, and are you open today?
You were so nice. Jay had a shot of the nice juice that day.
And she was like, yes, we're open. I was like, I'm pressing the button and you're not answering me. She was like, I'll be right out. And apparently it was the first time opening. The manager failed to train her and all this other stuff. So I felt bad for her. So I got my food. It was like 20 minutes later or whatever. And I'm driving home and I called the other store and like, look, did you get the manager? She's like, no, I got the voicemail. I was like, well, tell the manager. Here's my phone number. Jerry Valentine, 502. Thought you were gonna get it. I'm gonna call corporate office because the manager, that's really on the manager. The manager should have had that person trained. And she was like, no, don't do that. It's gonna all come back to you anyway. He's gonna end up calling you. Let me have him call you. So
yeah, she was trying to prevent something major going down.
Yeah.
Because that was a major F up. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's how that went. That was kind of crazy. I felt bad for the girl because people were pulling up and trying to order.
It was her first day. No, she was new. It wasn't her first day.
It wasn't her first day. It was her first day opening up by herself. And the manager,
I wonder if she had opened up with other people.
Probably. Maybe they didn't train her very well. Because the manager said that there's usually one person that opens in the morning. So this was her first time. And she didn't turn the right speaker on or something. But anyway, we went from talking about food, Sinbad, and John Panette. And now we're going to need Hando to roll for us. I guess I could have given him the number, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could.
All right.
Hando needs to know.
Hando needs to know. We're going to go see Gravity this week. And I think we're going to go see it maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Gravity. Even though Neil deGrasse Tyson is picking Gravity apart.
Well, I mean, that's his job, though.
That is his job. You know, his Twitter, he was picking it apart.
So 168 is what you need to roll, Mr. Hando. What's this? The elephant in the living room?
I put it on there. That was me.
Oh, you must have moved it to the top. Okay.
Did I move it to the top?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it. I think I can drag it down. Drag it all the way down.
All the way down. Get down. Get
boom.
Down, get down.
Right there. How about
What's
that?
What's the starting number, he said? Zero?
Just do 168. Yeah. Just do 168.
Starting number.
One.
Well, what if he gets a...
Okay. God. 47.
You know what? You keep having that attitude, and you see what's going to happen when we get off his podcast.
What's going to happen? Tell the people. Am I going to die?
Possibly. Keep talking like that.
I might die?
You might.
See.
Insurance money for me.
Bah, bah, bah. 131. Oh, man. It's Dead Space. Aftermath. It's the animated.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's Dead Space. We haven't played the game, but.
That's okay.
Okay. So it's Dead Space Aftermath. So Christian.
You
Christopher
must have
Judge.
Put that on there.
I think I did.
You did, because I didn't put that on there. Because I would have said, I played the game.
Oh, really? I mean, we could watch Doctor Strange.
No, We're gonna watch.
Yeah, I was on the cartoon kick because we have Justice League Doom.
When Jiggy's on his kicks, yo, watch
Doctor
out.
Strange, The Adventures of Tintin. So they're all right there together and then that one. So there must have been a bunch of cartoons that came out at once, and I threw them all on there. So that's how it goes. Man, just think if we got 122, it would have been Black Snake Moan. For some odd reason, that is one movie I'm not looking forward to.
What?
Black Snake Moan.
Why?
I don't know.
Samuel L. in it.
I know, but I remember seeing the reviews on BET or MTV, the previews, and I was like, I don't want to see that. Out of all the movies on here, Let me go through and look. Black Snake Moan. And Skulls 2 and 3.
Oh, Skulls 2 and 3 sounds like so much fun.
Well, Skulls 2, because Skulls 3 has the woman in it. Because it's a different, they did do a different spin.
There's a woman instead of a man. No, it's a little different spin.
Yeah. And I think Renee is not looking forward to High School Musical. That's on here.
No, and maybe we'll never, ever, ever, ever get to it.
Huh. Okay. But yeah, just kind of just a preview of what's on our list. And then why did I put Simpsons Tapped Out on here?
On what?
On the notes. Oh,
because Simpsons it's a new, Tapped Out. Yeah, new stuff.
Yeah, hold so on. Simpsons Tapped Out. We do still play that. If you want to add me, you can add me at Cowboy, and Renee is the Ice Flow.
I'm the Ice Flow.
But Simpsons Tapped Out came out with their Halloween.
Right.
Push. I keep saying push and stuff because I'm thinking because work has been messing with me.
Right.
So what is it? The Halloween
event.
Event. Thank you. I hate work so much sometimes.
It's okay.
Don't you hate that?
I do. I understand exactly it's like, what you mean though.
It was good problems when you would go to work and you say my raid team, and you actually mean your actual your team you're working with,
mm-hmm.
and you say my raid or. I finish the quest when you finish a task. That's good stuff to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when it turns around and you're talking about, I have this task to do, or I have this push, it's kind of like, oh, work is just working me.
Ugh.
But hey, I'm thankful for my job. I love it.
Yes.
So they did some new stuff. They are, when I say they, we're talking about EA, are really trying to make a push to make people spend money, because when it's a play and wait game and you do some of the tasks, all the tasks so far, except for one that I just finished, has been 24 hours.
Yeah, there are others that are 12.
Right. Right.
But I'm feeling less stress.
That's good.
About Simpsons. If I get done, I get done. Jay and I both resolved to not spend any more money on that game.
Right.
We're not getting us any more Simpsons. Not anymore. I'm done.
And we Stop also resolved money. That we're going to be less stressful. We're going to have stress-free gameplay. Right?
Yeah. Stress-free gameplay as well. Not just, you know, the Simpsons Tapped Out.
Right.
But, yeah, everything's going to be nice and stress-free.
Yep.
I'm not going to worry about finishing games. I'm going to just have fun.
Yep. And then talking about mobile games, we actually, with the profit that I made from selling my Apple TVs. Okay, ladies, let me preface this. Ladies, well, you know, I'm going to preface this to the men
ladies.
Too. So, ladies and gentlemen, when your loved one does something very nice for you. And you know that they really want to do something nice for you. And it may cost a little money, but they went and they did this. Let me talk. Can't defend yourself yet.
Hey, I'm shutting up. I have no words.
Right. And your loved one gives you this great gift, and you're like, thank you, babe. You didn't have to spend anything.
And just to let y'all know, I don't sound like that.
What do you say?
I said, thank you.
Bullshit. No, how do you say it? You can do it because you know how.
I'm not going to say.
Think about the money.
Think
about the money.
Think about the money right now, and then I can say it like that. Like, thank you, babe. Say it like that. I didn't say, thank you,
no,
babe.
No, you sounded so sad.
No, I was sad because I was thinking about all that money.
But that's money that was made from selling of my TVs. That.
So, I must be the only woman in the world who doesn't want her husband to spend money on her.
Or something.
Or something like that.
So with the profits from my TV, got Renee Avita because I knew that she would absolutely love it. I mean, I see her when she looks at when I'm playing.
I don't look at you
when I'm playing. And then she was finishing up Mario, Luigi's Mansion, and everything.
I'm pretty much done. I ain't finishing that last quest. And, forget you, Luigi.
And so
I only have fun in the middle parts anyway.
So, we did go ahead and get her a Vita. So we have a Vita. And how are you liking it?
I get to play Drake, so I like it.
Really?
I love Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
So, now, we still like the 3DS. Don't get us wrong. But have to say that the graphics on the Vita
are pretty freaking great.
Right, right.
They definitely outshine the DS, but that's to be expected. thanks, babe. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought you was ready to say something else, but
no, that's to be expected.
Yep. So that's, we've been playing Uncharted, Golden Abyss with Nathan Drake. I think I'm probably like 10 chapters from being done. Has 34 chapters.
Do you have a next game?
My next game that I will be playing, I'll probably be playing maybe Gravity Rush.
Okay.
Maybe. Or I may do Rayman Legends. Because did you download Origins? Because we have PSN, PlayStation Plus.
I can't remember if I did that or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if I downloaded it Origins or not.
Okay. Yeah. So make sure you do. And then also, Renee traded in two of her 3DS games. We traded in, not 3DS, actually DS games. Pokemon X and Y 2. No,
we did Black one of the Pokemons. White. We did one of the Pokemons.
No, we didn't.
Oh, both Pokemon.
We did both Pokemons.
Since we're getting the new one.
We traded those in for GTA 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Apparently, I was going to wait for the PC version. Yeah, yep. I kept hearing everybody talk about it, and it's like, fine, I'll get it.
Everybody at work at her job was talking about it.
I'm still bad at driving. So bad.
Everybody at her job was talking about it.
So bad.
And it was like, Renee, aren't you a gamer?
They did not say
Where's
that.
Where's your gamer cred? Why ain't you got GTA yet? What's wrong with you?
That's not how I feel. I mean, I tell everybody, I am not a good gamer.
Right. So we go in.
Not at all.
So we go in, right? And trade in. And Renee did a little research beforehand, said, do I get the Xbox version or the PS3 version? And she reads the reviews and said, the PS version has a little bit better graphical advantage.
Slightly.
So in my mind, and plus I know Renee is a Sony girl. She loves the PlayStation.
I do.
And I love the PlayStation too. I love Sony. And then also she will be able to play it at night because we don't have to worry about moving consoles around and stuff like that to accommodate. So it's in the, you know, but she goes up to the front and it's like, what do you want? Do you want Xbox, 360, or PlayStation? And Renee says, give me the Xbox 360 version. And I look at Renee and go, what?
It was pressure. It was so much pressure.
I don't, what was it?
It was too much pressure.
From
I
what?
Just told you.
Pressure from what?
Being like put on the spot, having to decide right then.
So you probably said the one that was, you could say the easiest or something?
No, it was just what I thought.
You're like, blah.
Yes. An Xbox came out.
Which one you want? Blah. Renee, will you marry me? Blah.
That's not how it went. Almost, but not quite. So,
that's cold.
Got GTA.
And then we go to Target. And then we come out of Target. Renee's like, I don't know if I should have the Xbox version. And I was like, babe, we can go back to the store and trade in for the PS3.
Okay,
and I was like, I'll do it. And I knew Renee would be embarrassed to go in. I said, I'll take it in and trade it in.
I might have been a little embarrassed, just a little bit.
So I walk in, and as soon as I get three steps in, the guy at the front says, she wants the PS3 version, right? I was like, yeah. Just like, we thought so.
And I left my GameStop because I never, you know what? I hear all these stories about how these women go into these game stores and get talked down to because yeah. they want, you know, typically male games. I never experienced right. that. It's, I don't know. Maybe it's just where I live.
Yeah.
But so yeah, so I got the PS3 version.
And Hando in the chat room said GTA is not his type of game.
Understandable.
Which is understandable. It's normally not my type of game. But after reading some of the reviews, reading an interview done by the voice actors has made me rethink that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm trying to look past the things that you can do, like jacking people for cars and all this other stuff, running right. people over, trying to see the story. That's what I'm trying to see.
And I'm playing the story
right.
out.
Right. So
I'm trying not to get lost in a bunch of side stuff. I'm playing the story out. So now there is a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
This does not surprise me. It's GTA.
Well, it's more so than the one that the GTA that I've been playing.
Granted, I don't usually hear people cursing this much on the regular.
Right. So it's
but they curse, but it's close.
Okay, so
but it's a little bit more than the regular. But it doesn't turn me off because I expect that, right. I guess. It's the glorified version.
You know what I think a little bit?
I expect a lot of cursing.
Especially that first scene.
Mm-hmm.
There was a crap ton of cursing. I mean, compared to what you're seeing now.
There's less cursing
compared to that first.
Well, I think they're a posturing in front of each other.
First 10 to 20 minutes is kind of like.
There's a lot of posturing going on.
It's like, what? I was like, dang, that's like when you're watching Deadwood and they're saying stuff just to be saying it.
Right. And I'm playing and I'm enjoying it. I will skip anything that I can that has a racing thing. I do not race.
Yeah. You're supposed to
use the special ability, but I still don't do very well.
So with the racing.
Not going to do it.
So some of them, because like I asked to play the racing part, you know what I'm saying? To see how well I, you know, could do it.
I will skip that every time.
I will say this. Those controls are too damn realistic.
Yeah, they're twitchy.
They're a little bit too realistic. And also, if I hit some barrels, why in the hell does it stop me? But if I hit a light pole, I barrel right through it.
I can't answer that question.
Really, Rockstar, answer me that. Who in the hell did your...
Those orange barrels are very sturdy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you hit the orange barrels and it's like, bam, it just stops you.
But I know people who have won, so it's possible. Of course it's possible. So just... If I get it again and you want to try it again with using the special ability, just let me know.
Yeah, I didn't know how to use special abilities. I mean, because...
pressing the...
Both of them at the same time?
Both sticks at the same time. And you go slow.
That's too hard.
That's not... That's what she said.
So how...
you just got to press them in.
Your
fingers... Your thumbs are already on the sticks to begin with.
Yeah, that's
press
true.
Press them in. Anyway, so GTA, I haven't gone too far in it, so I'm enjoying it. I look forward to playing... Saints Row as well.
Yep.
So, because we have, I'm interested in playing Saints Row on the PS3 back there. Actually,
why downloaded that for me?
Oh, sorry, never mind.
What? Well,
I play it on my Steam.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna play co-op on the Steam.
Oh, yeah. That's why I haven't played it. That's why.
Yeah,
because
we're gonna play co-op, and then all these new games came out.
Okay.
All the new games came out.
But anyway, so we did that, and we're still playing Final Fantasy.
Yep.
We're up to level 35.
Yep.
So yay for us.
Yep.
Almost a 50.
Yep.
No, not really.
Yep.
We're getting there.
Yeah, and then they have this cool deal on at GameStop. They're talking about always doing if you have like games that came out recently, if you have two of them. You can trade them in for a new release mm-hmm. for $9.99 or less. So
we're going to do that again. Beyond Two Souls, there's a demo out there for free for PSN Plus members.
Yep. I think I'm going to download it. I read a little reviews on how the gameplay. I don't know if I want it for myself. So if you want it, you can go ahead. because some of the gameplay stuff I was reading, I was kind of not really interested in. So while we're in media, we got an email last week.
We did.
And it was from Mr. Sire. I'm hoping he's okay. He didn't send this in the Valentine cast, but he sent it to Renee and I. And I'm assuming it's okay to read it. Bronco, if it's not, you can beat my ass later when you come back down. He says, Renee and Jay was working last night, so I wasn't in the chat room, but I'm listening to the show now. Just a point on the After Porn documentary. I realized there was a fair amount of porn in it, but I didn't feel it was excessive. If it had been a sports documentary about football, it would be really weird if they didn't show them when they were playing football. I thought it was very balanced since they had people on both sides of the argument for porn being bad or good at each level of the industry. They showed actor, actresses, producers, and even academics studying porn who were on both sides of that discussion. So Bronco wrote that in. And
thanks, Bronco.
Yeah, and I guess I probably did. I understand that point. I think when we were talking about it, I was like, I guess the porn should be there. I think at the end of that discussion, I think I had said, what if no one has seen porn before? Then that would be.
Then it kind of makes sense. So it kind of makes sense. Even goes on.
Right. Right.
In the video.
So, okay. Let's say they did a documentary on burlesque dancers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if no one knew what a burlesque dancer was, I mean, they would be watching the documentary. They wouldn't understand what the burlesque dancer was. So they have to show that. So
that sounds interesting. I bet there's a burlesque documentary that's pretty good.
So I mean, I think I understand why they had to show it, but I think because I knew it, I already knew.
Yeah, you already knew what was going on.
Right.
So.
Right. So I'm all right, and with that, let's go ahead and jump with some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
We really don't have a lot to offer on this point, but we don't have a lot of food going on.
Y'all, I'm
going to
go ahead and put it out there. Y'all can't be taking my game playing partner. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No. No one's taking you.
I'm
taking
just saying,
me.
I got my built-in gaming partner here, so.
That's a good thing about being married. You got
get
a gaming partner.
Get your own. I'm sorry. You got to get your own.
I don't even have the new one, Aaron. All I have is Saints Row 3 anyway, so.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm getting for. Who knows? Yep. Probably when 5 comes out.
Probably when it goes on sale when it goes on sale on Steam.
Holiday sale. I can feel it.
Yep.
I can feel it.
So we really didn't cook anything this week.
That's what I'm saying. They don't need to go into the food segment at all.
Oh, it's not.
We ain't got nothing to add.
Okay.
We didn't do any food stuff.
Valentine's odds and ends.
Yeah, we just missed
first
so busy.
Time we ever really skipped the food segment.
Yeah,
before.
I'm slacking.
Yeah,
I don't think people really understand how busy we've been.
They don't understand.
It's like when we talk about the games we play, it's because we're somewhere else waiting on something.
Yep.
And
it's not here. Like, we get in a couple hours of Final Fantasy, and that's about it. So
you know,
it's kinda sad.
Life is just really busy right
life
now.
Life is kicking my butt.
I know. I'm really missing. Yeah. Anyway,
I miss downtime.
I really do too. I miss downtime. We haven't had a lot of downtime, and it's just really.
The weekend after this coming one, I think, will be good for us. After this coming one. Not this coming one. After this coming one. No? Not even that one, folks.
But, I'm trying to remember.
Vacation is coming in about a month and a half, so yeah. Valentine's will be ready.
Yeah. But anyway, on to something brighter.
And better.
Birthdays.
Yeah. Happy birthday. See, that's how you get because there's nobody here.
Yep. So today's birthday is none other than Rigor Morty. Who does the, was it the Blight podcast? Oh man,
I'm horrible.
I want to say it's the Blight Night podcast. I think you help me out.
Blight Night.
Oh, Rigger, if you're listening, Night. I'm sorry.
Yes, Blight Night. You're so good. It okay. is Blight Night podcast.
Okay,
you can find it at find it on iTunes.
Yep. So yeah, Rigger Morty's Black Night. I mean,
21 episodes.
Yep. What's the last one? What's the latest one he's done? Is he still doing ours?
Latest one was
I know he's been busy. So
it's June's the latest one.
Huh.
No.
No. Man, it's been almost a year.
No, sorry. December.
Oh. Wow. I guess that shows you.
Yeah, shows you, Jay.
Sorry, Rigger.
Shows you.
Hey. That happens.
So, anyway, so happy birthday today, Rigger.
Yeah, happy
Morty.
Birthday. Tomorrow is none other than Mr. Clint Larcy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Woo. You. Yep. And then on Wednesday is none other than Mr. Crocker himself.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
I know, it's awesome.
And also on Wednesday is none other than Aludra.
Aludra, she is the queen of pets.
She is from World of
and
Warcraft.
And just want to say happy birthday to you. You're awesome.
And on Sunday, none other than Mo Halen.
Mo Halen.
The lover of all things Chicago.
I know. If you say something bad about Chicago, don't you say anything bad about Chicago.
Except Bernie Mac.
Because he don't know nothing about Bernie Mac.
But that's the first time I said that in a long time.
I know. So we get a reprieve.
So. But I didn't say it on Twitter to spark Mike to kick in.
Yeah,
so.
Don't.
So
don't
thank
do
me
that.
For that, Mo Halen.
Mo.
All right. And we have an announcement. This is high off the Frog Pants news feed. Probably like
that was Jay's news ticker.
Yep, it was like it's like 8 hours old, probably.
So this is not breaking news.
It's not. But Scott and them did announce the dates for Nerdtacular 2014. It will be the weekend of July the 4th, 2014. So starting July 4th and 5th will be the actual days. Well, did they start Thursday also? Well, Thursday, yeah. So 3rd, 4th, 5th. Will be the days of Nerdtacular 2014. He announced it today.
Yep, for sure.
On TMS.
Yes, so it is July 4th. I know some people aren't so happy with it because that's a bad weekend for them to go. But other people, it's a good weekend.
Yep.
So I know that. I mean, you can't please 100% of people 100% of the time. So
yeah, and I think
sorry for everyone who can't make it.
Right, and we're still up in the air about it, depending on.
Probably we're going to end up going.
That's Renee being negative.
It's going to be in Snowbird.
I believe.
So it's in Snowbird again, Udella.
Yeah.
So
it is going to be back in Snowbird. So it's going to be in Salt Lake City.
I know where
City.
We're staying this time.
Yeah. That's if we go. See.
We'll probably end up going.
Why do you say that?
Because we will.
We might be have might.
No, we're gonna end up going.
Why you say that?
Because you that's think, just how it's gonna go.
You think? See, this is
so spectacular. 2014.
Renee,
I look
let me
forward
tell you,
to seeing everybody
Renee
there.
Is
what
Miss Negative Nanny right now? Don't make me call you out.
This is for after the podcast.
Well, no, you started on the podcast.
I didn't start nothing.
You did start
nothing.
This on the podcast. You being
nothing.
Negative. She being
nothing.
Negative because Renee, she thinks nothing good is going to happen.
Play the pick of the week.
You think nothing good is going to happen.
Play the pick of the week song.
Podcast of the week.
We have a new podcast negative. To talk about. Yeah. We have a new podcast. It's the Black Astronaut Podcast, Ladies Launch Podcast.
Yep. So you may remember the fellas over at Black Astronauts Podcast. There has been a ladies launch. So the ladies are representing the ladies over at the Black Astronaut Podcast.
I know.
I mean, some intelligent black women. Talking about news and just their lives and just really representing. So good work on Aaron and the crew over there.
I know. It's really awesome.
It is.
And I want to rattle off the names, so bear with me really quickly.
There's Kai.
Kai, CJ. Mm-hmm. Kai, CJ, Candace. And there's one more. Oh, crap. And I'm going through. I have it.
What?
Kai, Letitia. Letitia.
All right. Letitia.
So, yay. I would have failed the test, but I almost got it. So they talk about a lot of things pertaining to women. I learned some things, and it was pretty cool. So yep. I really enjoyed it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Intend on listening again. And I love the dedication that they really said that they're going to put into it.
Right.
Because they're off the top. They're like, we are not here to play. We're here to stay. I made that up. They didn't say that. That sounds so bad and lame. But I said that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, cool.
So, cool. Look for that on the Black Astronauts feed.
Yep. So, go out to iTunes. Check it out. Look on Black Astronauts. Just look up Black Astronauts podcast. Yep. Out there.
Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition is out this week.
Yep, comes out tomorrow.
Saying.
That is true. But yeah, so that's the show. Oh, so I gotta talk to Renee about her negativity after this show.
Really? I feel like I'm a kid getting sent to my room.
What?
I feel like I'm a kid getting sent to my room.
I mean, you can't be like negative all the time.
Why can't I?
Because
see,
that's not
you
healthy.
You hear him tell me what I can and cannot do?
That's not healthy. That's not good for your blood pressure.
Trust me, my blood pressure is just fine.
But if you want to reach us, give us some encouragement, you want to tell Renee how awesome she is and how she should not be so negative, or if you just want to email us like Jeff did, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog, and you can see that at valentinecast.com. Our podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page?
Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can also call me, 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jade's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Music is provided by Pretty Lights. This song right here is If I Gave You My Love. I want to say thanks, Pretty Lights, for providing this wonderful outro and
intro. Hey, I got an email.
From?
It says, good day, gentleman.
Not me.
It is my pleasure meeting you.
I hope
all is well with you, and how are you enjoying your day? Can you allow me to introduce myself to you? My name is Susan Helms. I am U.S. military officer in Libya. I like you, and I will like to get acquainted with you.
Oh, no, Susan. Don't let me get up in you. I don't care if you're U.S. military. Don't
I am loving, honest, and caring lady with a good sense of humor.
Mm-mm.
I enjoy meeting new people and their way of life. I enjoy that parts of the world, the calm of the sea, the beauty of the mountains, and everything that life has to offer.
What is he talking about? We get a mountains or sea here. How did this make it through your spam filter is what I want to know.
I don't know. This is on the Valentine cast.
Valentine guest gets lots of spam. Never mind.
I wish you all the best life has to offer. I'm not always on this site. Please, I'll be glad if you write to me or send your email address direct at my private email address. Please do not write me on this site. Write me on my email address so that I can contact you and tell you more about myself. I will send you my picture on your private email box.
I bet you would. Your private email box.
Hope you're understood. And it has a question mark. Hope you're understood. Thank you. I wish you a nice day. I hope to hear from you soon.
Hey, Susan.
I'm happy to be married.
You better back on up.
Back on up.
I'm going to not seem ghetto, But if you mess with my man, I'll turn ghetto.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with you. And I just want to say how sad it is that I look that I like Tamar and Vince so much. I'm gonna put that out there.
Yeah, Tamar and Vince is a great show.
I don't even know what's up with me and Tamar and Vince. Hi, Alachia. She just got here. She missed it, but mwah.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, Alachia. Hey.
All right. You all have a great week. Zobby, Moo Hogan,
Aaron,
Skype me.
Hando.
But
yeah.
Chat room.
Bye, chat room. Crater. Adela.
All right.
Aaron. Punk Gopher.
Talk to you
bye,
guys
y'all.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.